Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. It is now making its way into a Wednesday evening. We had a great day today. Winds kind of huffing and puffing out there.
Yeah.
And because of that, you're going to see red flags flying on Pensacola Beach. The flags are up, and the Gulf is closed to swimming because of the red flags. This is this wind out there. It's cranking this thing up. All right, let's go ahead and dive in deep to the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, I'm going to just kind of wrap it up in terms of putting this all under a one specific kind of file, if you will. Let's go ahead, do the politics thing, get it all recapped for you. Jimmy Patron has defeated Gay Valamont to keep Florida's first congressional district in Republican hands. Patronus received 57% of the vote, 42% for Valamont. By the way, Valamont was the winner in Escambia County with 51% of the vote, 48 for Patronus. You know what that means? Escambia County went blue in this
yes.
race.
Yeah, I mean, because I told you off air, it's not a surprise that Patronus won, but I'm surprised it was as competitive as it was.
Ground game.
That's a sign.
Ground game. The Democratic Party was on the streets, visible and everywhere. And it really didn't surprise me. Holt resident and three-term Okaloosa County Commissioner Nathan Bowles defeated Jay's Mayor Sean Owens and six other Republicans to secure the GOP nomination. This is for the District 3 seat in the Florida House. The district includes all of Santa Rosa County except the southwestern tip that is represented by Pensacola resident Alex Andrade. And Republican Randy Fine defeated Democratic challenger Josh Wheel to fill a U.S. House of Representatives seat in northern Florida. Fine will assume the seat left vacant by Mike Waltz, who is serving as the National Security Advisor.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. You can text radio to 83393. All right, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Do have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. Also on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees, low of 70 this evening with some patchy fog in the area. That'll bleed into your Thursday morning, and Thursday we'll have a high of 77, low of 70. Also want to let you know that throughout this evening and bleeding in through the next couple days, we're going to have a high surf advisory in effect.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, once again, stay out of the Gulf. Red flags are flying out there.
Don't go out there.
Okay, Florida Congressman Byron Donalds announcing his plan to run for governor in the state in 2026. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis now says he's not sure his wife, Casey DeSantis, is going to seek the position after his term is completed.
I think most Florida Republicans, they want to continue the success and build upon it. I think there's a lot of folks here, unfortunately, in the political system that would love to see Florida revert back to the good old days when we were a one-point state.
And, you know, speaking of Governor DeSantis, he says the Florida Law Enforcement Recruit Bonus Program has awarded over 7,800 businesses. The program gives $5,000 bonuses to law enforcement officers who come to Florida from other states. And he was at the Marion County Sheriff's Office earlier today. He said about 700 checks are in the mail in the latest round of payments. And while he was there, he awarded checks to 12 Marion County deputies.
6:16 News Radio 92.3. Sad story to pass on from Orlando Disney. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin is closing at the Magic Kingdom, a move that might have you rethinking your summer plans. The new Space Ranger spin attraction scheduled to open in 2026. Now, listen, you can still go to infinity and beyond until the closing of Buzz and Woody. That will happen in August.
Alrighty. And a bill to align Florida with President Trump's executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America is moving forward in state legislature. Sarasota Republican State Senator Joe Gruters is the sponsor of Senate Bill 1058, which passed the Senate Rules Committee yesterday and is headed for a floor vote. The bill would update future geographic and school instructional material to reflect the name change.
Okay, Republicans are rallying after two special election victories in Florida. Mark Meredith has the details from Daytona Beach.
Here in Daytona Beach, we saw State Senator Randy Fine defeat the Democratic candidate Josh Wheel, a 40-year-old teacher backed by Bernie Sanders. We heard from Fine, who said he believes paying off with President Trump and campaigning with them will certainly have paid off.
I have now gotten your vote because President Trump asked you to vote for me. But now it's incumbent upon me over the next 2 years to show you that I am worthy of that trust.
Florida Democrats releasing a statement saying, though we came up short in these reliably red districts, a double-digit swing tonight serves as a warning to Republicans in Congress. There are no safe seats in Florida in 2026.
All right, and I've got a very unfortunate story to share here. A Florida social media influencer under arrest after filming herself having sex with a dog. According to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, a social media user paid 27-year-old Logan Gaminski to record the video. He describes herself as a dog mom and was charged with two felonies, including the sexual activity involving an animal and filming it. Detectives received an anonymous tip that she allegedly posted a video to her 15,000 followers back in January.
I'm glad I'm not a follower. Bands on the Blackwater returning to Milton Friday with the Bay Bridge Band. That'll happen over at Jernigan's Landing. Curtain rises 7 o'clock for that. Hey, listen, air tags are used to keep track of personal belongings, but some use it for more nefarious reasons. Lawmakers in Florida are now looking to take more action. Here's CJ Papa.
Law enforcement says air tags have been used to harass people and point to a Miami-Dade police officer arrested in 2022 for secretly stalking his ex-girlfriend for a month while using an air tag. Bill 1168, making its way through the state Senate, would create stiffer penalties for using an air tag in a crime, upgrading the charge to a second-degree felony. That means a difference of 10 years in prison if convicted. If it passes and is signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, the law would take effect October 1st. If you think you are being followed, go to the Find My app on your phone and check for alerts related to air tags. If you do find one, remove the battery and contact law enforcement. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And a bill to reduce Florida sales tax moving forward in state legislature. The bill was passed by the House Ways and Means Committee. It would drop the sales tax from 6% to 5.25%, saving consumers about $5 billion a year. Its sponsor, Representative Wyman Dugan, says the reduction will provide immediate relief to every Floridian who makes a purchase.
Well, Senate Bill 166 moving through the state legislature will alter graduation requirements. Now, if this bill passes, Florida will join a growing number of states across the country that are moving away from requiring students to pass a standardized test before graduating. Think you'd have a lot of happy folks there?
Sure.
Yeah, dude.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a deep dive into some national headlines going on for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Pensacola right now, with Chris and Austin.
Weather together on the Fives.
All righty, not too much going on the roads here from what I can see. Maybe some minor backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Highway 87, in the Tiger Point area. Outside of that, I don't see much going on, so thank you for staying safe out there. And please continue to do so as we've got some patchy fog in the area throughout this evening. 75 degrees right now, low of 70 tonight. That fog is going to bleed into your Thursday morning where you will have a high of 77 and a low of 70.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
625 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today as investors waited on President Trump's tariff announcements. Well, Fox's Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors await details of President Trump's tariff plan this afternoon. 25% tariffs on automobile imports will take effect on April the 3rd and a similar duty on auto parts a month later. And shares of Tesla rose 5% despite the EV maker's global vehicle deliveries falling 13% in the first quarter from a year ago. Further evidence of a growing consumer backlash against the brand and its chief executive, Elon Musk. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Amazon. The Dow decliners, Chevron, McDonald's, and Visa. The Dow rising 235 points. The Nasdaq higher by 151. S&P 500 up 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And people in Illinois, Arkansas, Missouri, so on and so forth, have been bracing for possible EF3 tornadoes throughout today. Missouri and Arkansas, along with Mississippi and Tennessee, could also see flooding as the same storms are expected to bring heavy rain over the next few days.
All right. There's a sign of job growth holding up. Good news here. Jenny Casola has the report.
More jobs than expected were created by private employers in March. Payroll processing company ADP reports 155,000 new positions created by private employers last month. Economists expected just 115,000. Manufacturing hiring picked up, construction hiring slowed, utilities, natural resources, trade, and transportation lost jobs. The group's chief economist, Neela Richardson, says despite policy uncertainty and downbeat consumers, the bottom line is this: the March top line number was a good one for the economy and employers of all sizes, if not necessarily all sectors. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And a judge allowing an anti-Semitism lawsuit against UC Berkeley to go forward. The lawsuit from the Louis D. Brandeis Center and Jewish Americans for Fairness in Education accuses the university of inaction over harassment of Jewish students. It also accuses Berkeley of being deliberately indifferent to a hostile environment towards Jewish students. The judge did dismiss one claim involving contracts with legal academics.
627, News Radio 92.3. One of the recipients of this year's International Women of Courage Award opens up about her experience being held hostage by Hamas and shares a message for those still held captive. CJ Papa has more.
The State Department recognizing women around the world who have demonstrated exceptional courage, strength, and leadership, often at great personal risk and sacrifice. Israeli lawyer Amit Susanna was taken hostage by Hamas terrorists on October 7th and held for 55 days.
The fact that I fought first when I was kidnapped and then in captivity gave me the strength to fight for now the people who are still there.
Susanna on Fox and Friends described her horrific experience.
I felt like he was gonna assault me. I knew it was coming and I tried my best to prevent it, but I wasn't able to, unfortunately.
She says she can't forget others still being held against their will. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And we were just talking about the Jewish issues on some of these universities. Well, two Jewish students at Chicago's DePaul University suing the school after they claimed they were attacked on campus. Max Long and Michael Kaminsky say they were assaulted by a masked man back on November 6th when they were peacefully advocating for Israel. The Lawfare Project, which is representing the plaintiffs, says that DePaul officials have allowed the violent anti-Semitic rhetoric on campus to continue to escalate and go unchecked. Long suffered a brain injury while Kaminsky sustained a fractured wrist in an attempt to help Long.
Okay, listen, if you're a vet and you need some guidance, maybe some free benefits, they're now available. The Escambia County Vet Services Office providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, listen, there's no charge here. No appointment is required. Here's the number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex.
All righty, and Karen Reed's second murder trial in Massachusetts has seated four jurors. Of course, we were telling you about this week. Reed accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV back in January of 2022. She has pleaded not guilty and claims other people are trying to frame her. Her first trial last year, which was a very big deal in the headlines, ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury.
Well, just think about this. Florida does not have a chief financial officer.
That is true.
Jimmy Patronis left that position Monday, as Florida law requires elected officials to resign from their current office to run for another office if those terms overlap. Well, as of today, Governor DeSantis hadn't appointed Patronis's replacement. DeSantis says he's going to name an interim CFO for the rest of the month. Then he's going to install a permanent appointee for that position by mid-May. Many changes in the state of Florida. Coming up in about 7 minutes, we'll talk sports for you. Coming up on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon.
This is the Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump unveiling new tariffs from the White House today, saying,
starting tomorrow, the United States will implement reciprocal tariffs on other nations.
The president says it's about fair trade, which he says will make America wealthy again by bringing back industries and manufacturing jobs. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the import taxes will crush American families, predicting the price of everything will go up.
It is estimated that the average American family will pay more than $5,000 out of their pocket to pay for these tariffs.
Trading on Wall Street closed just before the tariffs announcement. Stocks finished in positive territory, with the Dow up 235 points, the NASDAQ rising 151, and the S&P 500 going up nearly 38 points. This has been a Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump says jobs and factories will come roaring back and that his reciprocal tariffs will usher in a golden age for the country. The president also confirming today his administration will impose 25% tariffs on auto imports starting at midnight. Trump adding that his tariffs will break down foreign trade barriers. United Airlines plans to add daily flights to Vietnam and Thailand in October. The move further expands the U.S. carrier's network that already has the most service to Asia. According to the airline, its airplanes from L.A. and San Francisco heading for Hong Kong will then travel on to the two new destinations. The Bangkok and Ho Chi Minh City service is set to begin October 26th. Stocks finish the session higher on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 235 points, the S&P up slightly, and the NASDAQ adding more than 150. Crude oil futures for May holding at 70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andy Gresh with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Alex Ovechkin is only a couple of goals away from passing Wayne Gretzky, and it feels like, unfortunately, no one is paying attention. Ovi doesn't pass Gretzky as an all-time great, but he puts himself right up there with the greatest scorers of the game. Hopefully, people will start to pay attention. I'm Andy Gresh.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the Sportsbook Board in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Congressional District 1 election. Jimmy Patronis obviously won, but losing Escambia County to Gay Valamont, the Democrat, and why I think that happened. Also recap some of the local and better national April Fool's Day prank post news stories. Why did the Escambia County Commission tell the city council members that instead of having a joint meeting, they could come speak at the podium for 3 minutes? You know, like the rest of the peasants. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Chris and Austin.
637, News Radio 92.3, getting a little flinky with you this afternoon. Chris Bryan, maestro Austin Price, spinning the tunes for us.
Yeah, DJ Austin.
There you go, man. Good stuff. Gets you moving this afternoon. Hey, thanks for having us on, everybody. We appreciate it. Let me just give you the top three trending sports stories this hour.
Ooh.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Pensacola Sports hosting the 2025 the Luna Open Water Swim. This is going to happen not this Saturday, but next Saturday. More than 100 swimmers will take to the protected waters of the Santa Rosa Sound. The race is actually a stop on the Speedo Salt Series. Yeah. Also on Saturday the 12th, Pensacola Beach is the site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. The annual event takes place at Casino Beach. The event draws local, regional, national firefighters from across the country. Registration is now open. Had Ray Palmer, CEO, president of Pensacola Sports, in during our 4 o'clock hour today, kind of talking about this event and saying this will be my 9th event. And that's here in here. So Ray's been very active in this. So try to make it out there Saturday 12th on Pensacola Beach. It's actually on Casino Beach, right underneath the beach ball. Can't miss it. And the Blizzard Series race coming up Friday. Southern Super Series, Sportsman, Pure Stock, Crown Stock. What am I talking about? The Five Flag Speedway. Goodness gracious.
Ah, all right. And, you know, of course, this weekend we've got the NCAA men's tournament, basketball, that is, continuing. And I want to give you another reminder. Westwood One sports coverage of the tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. They also have their ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness throughout this season.
All right. Pair of athletes. One, here you go. One NBA, the other NHL. Had great performances Tuesday night. Here's Joe Morgan.
Two all-time athletes took center stage Tuesday night. In the NBA, Steph Curry went off, scoring 52 points in Golden State's win over the Grizzlies while knocking down 12 of his 20 attempts from beyond the arc. Curry had 32 points in the first half while making 8 of 10 shots from 3. In the NHL, history is right around the corner for Alex Ovechkin. Ovechkin is 4 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's career record, scoring in the first period of Washington's 4-3 victory over the Bruins. Ovechkin has scored 12 goals in his last 18 games, with just 8 games remaining on the Capitals' regular season schedule. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
A couple of other athletes that are getting some attention for their performances is the NBA looking into a finger gun gesture made by Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant. ESPN reports the 2-time All-Star was seen on television raising his arms and making a gun shooting gesture at the Golden State Warriors bench. Warriors player Buddy Hield will also be probed for a gesture he made prior to Morant's response, but Morant stands out in particular because he's previously been involved with several controversies surrounding the displaying of firearms, not just in public, but also on social media.
Okay, you know, today we had it was a rough day, especially if you are a fan of Val Kilmer's. He passed away at the age of 65, and he went through a problem over the past, I guess, 10, 15 years or so with throat cancer.
Yes.
That's why it's exciting. I'm going to tell you about this story here, and you'll see where I'm going with this. New tech developed by researchers are making progress in its mission to restore speech to those who have lost theirs. Mm. Kind of along the Kilmer thing here.
Yeah.
Eben Brown tells us how it works in this Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Imagine restoring one's ability to speak using tech in one's brain. You've heard of brain-computer interfaces, pieces of technology installed into the heads of people, enabling them to use brainwaves, thoughts, to operate computers. Elon Musk's Neuralink is just one of the companies doing this. But now, a team of researchers have made progress in giving a stroke victim her speech back using a brain-computer interface. The patient is a quadriplegic who hasn't spoken in 18 years. Scientists at both UC Berkeley and UC San Francisco used old recordings of the woman's voice from before her stroke, along with a BCI trained to the patient's thoughts to make a computer generate whole fluent sentences matching what she intended to communicate. It is still experimental, but a big breakthrough. And while the research was partly funded by the National Institutes of Health, it is not affected by recent funding cuts. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And since we're kind of getting getting into the tech realm, the UFC signing a multi-million dollar partnership deal with Meta. The MMA company aims to restructure their fan experience using AI, using Meta platforms. President and CEO Dana White said in a release that Meta has the greatest minds in tech and that they are going to take fan engagement to the next level. And he added that UFC and Meta are already working on a new fighter ranking system.
Okay, check these numbers out. 160,000 young Russians have been called to serve in Russia's military. Jonathan Savage all over this report.
This is the highest number of conscripts since 2011. 160,000 Russian men aged between 18 and 30 will have to spend a year in the Russian armed forces. According to a Russian defense spokesman, they won't be sent to Ukraine, but there are reports of conscripts fighting Ukrainians in Russia's Kursk border region. Last year, the maximum draft age was raised from 27 to 30, increasing the number of eligible citizens. It's estimated more than 100,000 Russian soldiers have died fighting Ukraine. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And the top experts at the FDA overseeing the U.S. bird flu response have been fired in the latest federal job cuts. About 10,000 workers were laid off Tuesday across the Department of Health and Human Services, including about 130 staff members at the FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine, which has played a key role in limiting the spread of the flu. Nearly 170 million chickens have either died or been put to death in the U.S. because of it.
642 News Radio 92.3. Get the latest information on plans to rehabilitate the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier. Escambia County hosting a public meeting. Happens tomorrow, 4 o'clock, in the SRIA building there on the island. Staff will conduct an updated presentation on where the project is right now and a proposed timeline on where it's going. There will also be a Q&A session. Hey, here's a big win for a member of Congress who wants to let other members temporarily vote remotely after becoming parents. Chad Pergam has more in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. What to expect when you're expecting, and a member of the House of Representatives. The House allowed remote voting during the pandemic. Democrats argued it was for social distancing, but proxy voting ended with the pandemic. Lawmakers must vote in person. But what about expectant or new moms? That's why Republican Florida Representative Anna Paulina Luna is trying to go over the head of House Speaker Mike Johnson. She cobbled together enough support to execute a rarely successful parliamentary gambit. The measure would force the House to consider a plan allowing new moms or pregnant members and even new dads to vote from home. But some who were on board before are reversing course. Luna accused GOP leaders of intimidation tactics, saying they warned members they'd yank campaign funds if they don't oppose her plan. She also says Republican leaders promised members a vote on bills important to them. But GOP leaders deny that. Luna is confident she can bypass the Speaker. The Constitution permits the House to establish its own rules, rules which supporters of Luna's measure say were written for men in 1725 and not 2025. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And this is a bit of a follow-up for you. We had been talking about that it was a Florida-based aquarium that was dealing with, strangely, several dolphin deaths in a pretty short amount of time.
Over in Panama City.
Right. Well, that aquarium is having financial troubles. Gulf World Marine Park has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and it is obviously very shortly after that dolphin news. The park is owned by the Dolphin Company, which is based in Mexico.
Okay, let me keep it in kind of in the same motif here. You're doing dolphins? Well, let me kind of get you up to speed here about whale watchers are keeping an eye out for another glimpse of an albino killer whale in California. Well, it's actually off the coast of Hawaii. KHON2 is working the story. Elena Lee has the latest.
This particular whale species resides in Hawaii year-round, but what divers saw last week off Makaha was an extremely rare sighting, according to marine biologists. Experts say there has never been a sighting of a true albino whale of any species in Hawaii. There is, however, more common sightings of leucistic or lighter-colored whales. Experts say these endangered species are protected, and it is illegal to get within 100 feet of the animals.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar temperature-wise. Do have a high surf advisory going into effect this evening. And also have some patchy fog tonight bleeding into your Thursday morning. So be on the lookout for that if you're on the roads.
Nice local snapshot of the weather. Let me take you nationally here. Severe weather continues to close in on the Midwest and the southern United States. Robert Ray has the latest from Paducah, Kentucky.
A rare level 5 out of 5 high risk of severe weather issued covering parts of 6 states by the National Weather Service. And a tornado outbreak is expected into Wednesday night for parts of the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Mid-South. That includes the lower Ohio Valley. This also has the threat of multiple long-track EF3 or stronger tornadoes. Flash flooding is also in play in some areas like Paducah, Kentucky, on the Ohio River. They could get upwards to a foot or more of rain. This is a very serious situation. Please have a plan in place if you are in the affected areas. In Paducah, Kentucky, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And the Supreme Court is unanimously tossing an appeals court ruling that was filed against the FDA related to vapes. The FDA will continue to be allowed to reject new flavored e-cigarettes based on health concerns. An appeals court had previously ruled that the agency had unlawfully changed the approval rules during the middle of the court proceedings.
Listen, changes are coming to the West Florida Public Library's migration to a new software program is underway today. And speaking of today, well, beginning today, access to library accounts and online catalogs going to be unavailable. The migration should be completed later this month.
All righty. In Florida, recovering tens of millions of dollars from a property insurance company accused of wrongdoing, Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced yesterday Universal Property and Casualty Insurance Company agreed to return over $30 million to the Florida Hurricane Catastrophe Fund. It also agreed to pay more than $4 million in fines. The company was accused of fraudulently submitting ineligible claims for reimbursement. Uthmeyer says in order to have a healthy and stable insurance market, insurance companies must play by the rules.
Okay, China is sending what it said to be a warning to Taiwan by staging military drills around the nation. Greg Palcott has the latest.
China launching big ships towards Taiwan. An aircraft carrier, one of 19 naval vessels in the waters off Taiwan in the past day. Over 70 Chinese aircraft in the skies, along with troops and tanks. Drills blockading and targeting the self-governed island China claims as its own. Chinese propaganda videos portraying Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te as a parasite over an island in flames. Pro-independence Lai, the stated target of these drills. Last month, he branded China a foreign hostile force. Taiwanese fighter jets drilling to defend. The Chinese war games also could be sending a message to the U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth in Asia, including Japan, where 50,000 American troops are based. He proclaimed the U.S. is committed to a robust and credible deterrence in the region, including the Taiwan Strait.
And the White House reported to be looking at what it would cost to control Greenland as a territory. Sources say the administration is also estimating how much revenue could be gained from Greenland's natural resources, including rare earth minerals. The Post says one plan is to offer more money than Denmark to subsidize Greenland services.
Yeah, White House pretty busy today, facing criticism for accidentally deporting a Maryland father to El Salvador despite a court order. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports from Washington with more on the case of Kilmer Garcia.
The Trump administration is acknowledging they made an error deporting Garcia back to El Salvador rather than another country. But they also say they do have proof he's an MS-13 gang member. Now, Kilmer Abrego Garcia illegally entered the country in 2011. He was picked up in 2019 for removal proceedings. An immigration judge says he found sufficient evidence verifying he was an MS-13 gang member that posed a, quote, danger to the community and was a flight risk. He was placed in ICE detention. Now, Garcia later filed a claim stating he faced a credible threat from a rival gang if returned to his home country. That was granted.
All righty, 6:50 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you, and maybe if there's time, some pop culture notes as well as we ease you into this evening. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
Yeah, we're going to get a reputation of being a funky news station.
Yeah, we get a nice balance for you.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, CEO of Boeing, testifying before senators as the company reckons with airplane safety issues. Here's Grady Trimble.
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg is trying to accomplish what the past two CEOs have failed to do, which is to turn around the safety and culture problems at the company after a string of major issues at Boeing. Today, he acknowledged that the company has made those serious missteps, as he called them, and assured senators that he's implementing sweeping changes to fix the company. Ortberg says Boeing is changing company culture by encouraging employees to come forward if they notice that something anywhere along the production process is amiss. He also says it's working to reduce production defects, like the one that caused the door plug blowout last year in the first place.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with our business notes for you in just a moment, but first, just want to let you know the roads are looking pretty clear. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so this evening, as we will have patchy fog in the area that will bleed into your Thursday morning commute. Also have a high surf advisory in effect this evening. Red flags are out. And right now it is 75 degrees with a low of 70 this evening.
Yeah, I think we're going to see those red flags for next couple of days. The wind's really huffing out there.
Yeah, it's rough.
It sure is. A Texas man is seeking a jury trial for a neglected lawsuit against American Airlines. Uh-oh, Teresa Crowley has the details.
The American flight from Colorado Springs to Dallas diverted to Denver March 13th over high engine vibrations. On landing, the lawsuit claims the crew waved off assistance from rescue and fire vehicles. While the plane taxied for 8 minutes to the gate, the engine caught fire, prompting the crew to radio Mayday to the tower. But a passenger tells Fox 31 people from the wing forward didn't know there was a fire till the windows started to melt. 170 people hustling to get off. The Texas plaintiff says through the chaos, he inhaled copious amounts of smoke and fire retardant, sliding down the emergency chute, one of 12 people brought to the hospital. The lawsuit accuses negligence, including failure to evacuate passengers away from a burning engine. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Amazon reportedly making a last-minute bid to buy TikTok. The New York Times reports the e-commerce giant submitted the bid via an offer letter sent to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Saturday is the deadline for China-based ByteDance to sell TikTok, or the app will face a ban in this nation. Lawmakers have expressed security concerns over the app's connection to China.
How many deadlines have we gone through on this deal?
Yeah,
there's been a lot of deadlines.
It's becoming like one of those government shutdown deals. Like, oh, no, it's going to happen this time, and then it doesn't.
All right. Santa Rosa County Libraries assisting residents with free 2024 tax preps at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid Program provides assistance to low-end and middle-income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older.
All right, and the Nintendo Switch 2 hitting shelves on June 5th. It costs $449 for just a console and everything that comes with it. While customers can purchase a $500 version that comes with Mario Kart World, the new device will be a bigger and faster version of the original Switch, and the controllers, called Joy-Cons, now attached to the screen with magnets and can work as a mouse when used on a table.
Okay, talking about games here, the creator of probably the most famous puzzle video game ever made weighs in on his new book. Eamon Digman has more in this edition of Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's not often you get to speak to an icon, and Hank Rogers is just that. You might know the name from the Tetris movie that came out around last year, because he's the man who brought it over from Russia to your Game Boy at first, and then everything else.
The lasting appeal that's universal, first of all, because mathematics is universal, it's not cultural, and it's played by everyone.
And now he has a new book to set the record straight on everything he is doing, and has done, running the Tetris Company.
The movie is Hollywood. It's a movie. And so I decided that I needed to set the record straight, not only for my children and my grandchildren, but for my friends and for my fans.
We asked him how he feels about the success of the puzzle game and how he feels that some players have officially beaten the game that took over the world some 30 years ago.
That whole crowd of young people, of kids, whatever you want to call them, worked really hard to get to that kill screen.
Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, actor Val Kilmer passed away, age 65. Young kid. I can say that.
Whippersnapper, yes, yeah.
That's exactly right. Todd Pirro has the details for you.
Val Kilmer, known for his blockbuster roles, including The Doors, where he, of course, played singer Jim Morrison. And he was one of many stars to play the caped crusader Batman in the 1995 film Batman Forever.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight.
Kilmer first became a superstar after playing the character Iceman in the iconic film Top Gun. He fell out of the spotlight in 2014, though, when he survived a battle with throat cancer and lost his voice after undergoing surgery. He later reprised the role of Iceman in 2022's Top Gun Maverick, which was his final performance. Kilmer's voice was digitally altered for the film.
And animation domination will stay on Fox for at least the remainder of this decade. Fox Network announced four-year renewals for The Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, and American Dad. The fourth year of the renewal will mark the 40th season for The Simpsons.
Okay, here's a few activities to take in. The summer concert series, Bands on the Beach, continues next Tuesday with Class X. Bands of the Blackwater returns to Milton Friday. The Bay Bridge Band is on Jernigan's Landing, and Cinemas in the Sand, free movie nights on the Casino Beach stage, returns Friday, April the 11th. Certainly hope you had a great day today. Thanks for listening. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, do it again tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.